I have to get to some water. But where am I? That wave carried me so far. Oh, I don't know where I am. I can barely hear the ocean anymore. Oh, I can't keep going. I feel so dry. I just want to go home. A human. I have to hide. Quickly, quickly. I've heard the stories of how they eat us, Krakens. Where am I? I thought for sure I was going to die from drying out. But... wait... Where is this water from? I don't recognize this place at all. It's... kind of shiny. Like the walls are made of shiny square rocks. And the thing I am in, it's like a big square bowl filled with water. Very nice. Warm water. I didn't notice before that the water is so warm. I just hope that this water is different from the last time. The water was so warm then. But then the ground exploded, and the wave threw me out of the ocean. But this place doesn't look anything like the ocean. And it definitely doesn't look like it's going to explode. Human, it's you. You say that you aren't going to hurt me? As if I would believe that. I know the stories about you humans. They say that you eat krakens. Wait a minute. Is that what it is? Is this a stew pot? You are going to cook me and eat me, is that it? I'm warning you, human. I may not look it, but I am actually really strong. You won't get an easy meal out of me. What is that in your hand? Buff? Salt? Salt? I knew it. You were going to season me before you. They're not for eating? Well, what else could you want salt for? You didn't know if I needed salt water to survive. Well, true. This water is much less salty than the ocean where I live. But I mean, the water is really only important for us to remain moist. I mean, krakens have evolved to have lungs as well as gills. Since from time to time we have to go up onto the land. But wait. Why am I explaining this to you? Do you always like to make your food feel comfortable before you eat it? You're sick. Wait! What are you doing? Hey, my water! What have you done to my water? It's all pink now and... Wait. This... It smells really good now. What did you do, human? This is what bath salt is for? It's to make the water smell nice. And it's good for your skin. Can I try it? Okay, I'll get back in. But you better not try anything funny, human. Like I said, I am really strong. And I've got at least double the number of tentacles as you. Hot water. It's so nice. The water feels more like the ocean, but it is so warm and smells nice. I didn't know that humans did this to water. How come you can throw more of this into the ocean? The stuff you normally throw into the ocean isn't nearly this nice. Human, I wanted to apologize for accusing you that you would eat me. I've been told my whole life about how horrifying humans are towards our kind. So you being nice to me is... Well... I just wanted to say thank you for not eating me. Unless you are still planning to eat me, and this is all an elaborate trick. You promise you aren't going to eat me? Oh, okay then. I'll trust you. You say that I am the first kraken you've ever met? Well, you're the first human I've ever met. So, I suppose that means we're in the same situation, doesn't it? I guess it makes sense, though, that we would have never met one of the other's kind. My species doesn't normally like to stay for long in waters we know humans frequent. How did I get here? Well, I'm not exactly sure where here is, but I remember I was swimming along in the ocean when I found a big hole in the ocean floor. It was making the water super warm, and it made lots of bubbles. I went over to see, and the water felt so nice that I didn't even notice that it was starting to shake. And by the time I realized I was in danger, the ocean floor just erupted. It caused a huge wave that carried me all the way to shore. When I had woken up, I had no idea where I was. And when I realized I had washed up somewhere inhabited by humans, I panicked and ran. I don't know how far, but it felt like days. I was about to die from dehydration. And that's when you found me. I thought for sure you would finish me off and eat me for dinner. I still can't believe it. You could have killed me. Or you could have just left me there to die. And yet, instead you brought me here and gave me water. And even thought to give me salt. Are all humans like you? Or are you a weird one? Sorry. I guess I shouldn't say weird. I mean you are... unique? Yes, let's go with that. But I still want to thank you, human. You want to know my name? It's, Celine. Huh? You think it sounds cute? Thank you. You look a bit uncomfortable. Would you maybe... Oh, I think I have an idea. I could give you a massage. Yes, this could work. And you've never experienced a massage by a kraken before. You will see. I guarantee it will feel amazing. What do you say? Can I give it a shot? Okay. Now then, I just need you to come a little closer. Don't be scared of my tentacles. We are in the bath. My tentacles are very moist. Your eyes if you want. You humans aren't all that much different than krakens. Except, of course, you don't seem to have any tentacles. It's a shame for you. Tentacles really do make life so much easier. What's this I view? It feels kinda like... humans do have a tentacle. Fascinating. It's not a tentacle? It feels kinda like a tentacle. Only it's getting harder. You are reacting funny to my tentacle touching yours. Does it feel so good? Then, perhaps I could do it more for you. Your face is very cute when I do this. Oh, I like it too. It feels so nice in my tentacle. It's hard but has a nice texture. I especially like the tip of it. It's so cute and round. And I wonder what happens if I do it harder. Oh, I can feel it twitching. Are you getting close to hitting your limit? Then what happens if I keep going? Humans also can shoot ink, and it's white. How have I never heard about this before? It's not ink? Really? But it smells kind of like the ocean. Well, if it isn't ink, then what is it? I'll see. Whatever it is, it tastes good. Salty and a little bitter. I like it. Could you make more? You can if I do that with my tentacles again. Okay, I think I can do that. Oh, it's getting hard again. Oh, yes. How about this, human? Do my tentacles feel good? This is lots of fun. I think I like touching you, human. You won't mind if I touch more of you, will you? How about this, human? Do you like my tentacles rubbing all over you? Don't you want to give me your ink now? You want me to use my breasts on your tentacle? Why? Don't my tentacles feel good anymore? It's what humans do with each other. Well, okay then. I guess if you humans do this, then I can try doing this for you too. I've never done anything like this before. You humans have very interesting activities. Oh, but I admit this feels good for me too. My breasts are very sensitive, so I can feel every bit of your tentacle rubbing between them. Oh, could you show me all of the ways you humans do this? I've grown very curious about you. You will show me? Wonderful. But first thing first, I still want you to spray more into my mouth. Human, I think I can feel you swelling up. You're going to release it, aren't you? Come on. Give it to me, human. Give me. A little thinner, just as delicious. Delicious. I feel a little tired. But I am very happy. I am warm. I am wet again. Oh, and I got to eat something delicious. Oh, I'm actually very tired now, human. Is it okay if I sleep here? I can sleep in your bed? What is a bed? Could you show me? Okay, let's go. So this big square is a bed. Interesting. Oh, it's so soft. This is wonderful, human. You sleep here every night? Is this not supposed to get wet? Sorry. Well, I admit I feel tired and I can definitely sleep here. It's the most comfortable place I think I've ever been allowed to sleep. Thank you, human. Wait! Where are you going, human? I thought you meant we are going to sleep together. You don't like to do that? Yes, of course I would. You made me happy and warm. And you felt so nice. I don't mind if it's tight. I will embrace you, human.